1, 2, 1, 2. I'm on the Bluetooth. I'm good. You ready?
Yep.
Yo, yo, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the first episode of A Night with a Drunk. I am Knight Santiago, the sober one. I'm here with my boy Bob.
What up, what up?
So, just so people know, I want to give them a quick rundown of what we're going to be talking about, what people can look forward to.
No doubt.
And also what we're not going to be discussing.
Okay.
When you came to me with this idea, it was a real lighthearted, open conversational kind of idea, which is good, which is great. I didn't know the specifics of what you didn't want to talk about, but then when you brought that to me, I was like, that makes it even more lighthearted. So we're leaving politics and religion out of this, correct?
True, yep.
So just so you guys know, if you guys are into politics, religion, and you want to know more about that, this is not the place you should be listening to. This is not the show that you should be tuned into. What we're going to talk about is everything else.
Absolutely.
So when we get back, I'm going to interview you. I think that the fans need to know who you are, where you come from, and I think that that will create more of a dynamic for our listeners to relate. You
Absolutely.
Agree?
That sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back.
No doubt.
And we're back. So Bob.
What's up?
Let me holler at you for a minute. For those that don't know, I mean, anybody who knows who you are is either family, neighbors, you know, people from the neighborhood.
Right.
Or people that seen your picture on my Instagram when I posted the logo.
Right.
So give us some background of you. Where are you from? Where did you grow up?
Right here in Danbury, Connecticut. I've got five sisters.
Big family.
Yeah, five sisters, two brothers.
Yeah.
Got two grandkids and three kids. And I like to drink.
So you're born. I'm not a little drunk. You got to. So, big family. Well, yeah. Are you the youngest?
No, I'm actually the middle child. I'm both, but... See, actually, I have four sisters. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I messed that up. But I'm like in the middle of both. Three of my sisters are actually stepsisters, but since we've been two.
Right.
So, brothers, so I don't call
sisters.
Them step.
Yeah.
I have a half-brother and then an actual brother through same mom, same dad.
Right.
And then I have a sister through my dad and my stepmom.
And y'all all grew up in the same house?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
Six of us grew up in one house, and then my
That's others. Still a big fucking
It's like the Brady
group.
Bunch, but opposite.
Because you were the middle child, were you the punching bag?
Yeah, I just always felt left
took
out.
Took abuse from the young ones and the older ones?
Not the young ones. I abused them from the abuse I took from the older ones.
You made up for it. No doubt.
Yeah, and the fucked up thing about everything is, out of all of them, I'm the only one that drinks. Tell me how that happens.
To this day?
To this day. Like, my brother will have a beer with me or something.
Right.
Or a shot.
But that's just casual drinking.
And my little sister, it's crazy too. She's actually deaf.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she drinks a little bit. She actually is the only one. Well, my little brother and my little sister both smoke cigarettes as well.
Right.
But yeah, I'm the only fucking drunk.
That's kind of... Why do you call yourself a drunk, though?
I'm not really a drunk.
You just drink... You I look at it...
I'm a working drunk.
Yeah, exactly. You're a... What do they call that? What the fuck do they... operable or fucking... functioning.
A functioning drunk.
Functioning drunk.
Alcoholic.
Is there a difference between an alcoholic and a drunk?
I don't think so.
No, so you would consider yourself an alcoholic?
Actually, yeah. See, alcoholics go to meetings. Drunks just drink. So,
you said fuck AA?
Yeah, fuck AA. I quit once. It was the worst time of my life. But I quit for 3 years because I had to.
Wait. So you quit drinking for 3 years and that was the worst time of your life?
Yeah, because I quit and I like drinking.
So drinking is essentially just a part of you, of who you are.
Yeah, my dad was a drinker. I'm named after him. Rest his soul. But
that's that. You know what's crazy is we haven't known each other that long. For those in the know, me and Bob are neighbors.
Right.
But we're becoming good friends. I've never seen you like wasted. Like when I think of an alcoholic, I think of somebody that's, you know, stumbling over themselves, passing out on the corner and
right.
I don't look at you like that at all. I just look at you as a dude that likes his beer.
I like,
you know,
my Bud Light and my Ciroc Peach.
Yeah.
And on the cheap days like today, I got me some Fireball.
Right.
But no, like, I wake... My wife said it since... Oh, yeah, I'm married, too. But my wife said it since fucking she met me. She's like, I don't know how you do it. Like, you drink that
much? I was telling my wife about that, too, because I'm like... You know, me and my wife from the Bronx. Born and raised. Drug addicts, alcoholics, everywhere. It's a regular thing. So when I hear somebody like you say it, what I... Because you, from the first conversation we had, it was clear that you liked your beer.
Absolutely.
It was clear. And that immediately, for somebody like me, throws up a red flag. All right, I got to look for, you know, the aggression, the fucking stupid. But I've never seen any of that from
no,
you.
No,
no. I've like, crazy. You're the most responsible
drunk, right?
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. It's just, I don't know. Ever since I started drinking, I just had this fucking tolerance. It's,
when did you start drinking?
I was about, 14, 15, when I started smoking and drinking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because if they made a fucking pill where I can make my back better for weed or something, I'd probably smoke that shit too.
Right.
I don't,
right.
You know, and plus I'm a truck driver, so.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, I've always had a fucking tolerance, which was.
So when you started drinking, it immediately became something you always did, or was it like a gradual?
Gradually. Because yeah. I played high school football, and I was always into sports and shit.
Athlete.
Yeah, but yeah, I stopped because I found beer, cigarettes, and girls. So I let my older brother deal with the sports and
you
shit.
You living your life. Yeah. Is your older brother into sports?
Oh, yeah, he's into everything we're into. It's funny. That's except dope. For drinking. I mean, he likes Crown Royal. He'll have a drink.
I've never had Crown Royal.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm just so stuck in everything I drink. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of got to stick to what I like.
I mean, you like what you like. Yeah. It's a part of your life.
And it's funny, too, like, about the whole, what you said, as soon as you met me with the drinking and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, when I moved into this complex,
uh-huh.
Like, our neighbors, they gave me that bottle of Johnny Walker, the black label.
And all
the other neighbors just bring 30 packs. And
the first time I shook your hand, I brought a bottle for my wife. Yeah.
It's like everyone just saw it. Like, I'm sitting out there with the kids and shit, whatever.
Well, you know what I noticed it as, and it's a big deal, because me and my wife, we're kind of recluse. You know what I mean? We don't really come out much. We like to say we don't like people.
Right.
But when we seen you moving, and we see your son, or your boys, I should say, and your wife and all that, It was intriguing, and it was also like, they're like us, kind of.
Right, because we also, it's an older community. Like, our neighbors are a little, but they're all cool.
They're super cool. Yeah, but like, they're, you know, they're 60 and up. You know what I'm saying?
It's like us, and then
the
other neighbors that brought me the bottle and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, my kids told me about you know, your son before I even met you. And I thought that was dope, because a big reason why we left the city was to avoid the city, basically, to avoid the streets. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the streets. So when they finally got to meet a kid over here, other than, you know, some of our other neighbors, and they're coming talking about him, oh, he's cool, he's super funny, he's cool. It was, you know, vitally important for me to be like, yo, I got to meet the parents. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And I hope that we fucking click. Because you know how you got them horror stories where the kid would be cool and the parent would be a fucking dick.
Yeah,
it's like, yo, I can't.
But you got to think, too. I was a young parent. My daughter, I was 17.
Yeah.
When I had her. So she's 22 right now, and I already have two grandkids at the age of 39.
That's fucking crazy.
I know people, my bosses, for, you know, just to use them. Yeah. They're older than me. They have no grandkids. They have kids my kids' age.
Right.
You feel me? And they're older than me. That's crazy. So, like, everybody's older, mostly older than me at my job, but I'm the grandfather.
But it's life experience.
It is. That's... And I would, like I said, when I say I'm a grandfather, I think I have like a 14-year-old, two kids. I have an adult daughter, like born on the 4th of July in 97. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's ill.
It's crazy. But then at first, I didn't want to be a grandfather at such a young age. But
then when you heard that you was, I wasn't happy.
But then I had to think about my father. He was young. I was 17. So
yeah, my mother had my brother when she was 13.
Yeah, so it's like she's not a young. She was, what, 18, 19 when she had him?
Right.
The first one. So, and then I talked to some people, and they were like, Bobby, you should embrace it, because you're young. When they get older,
you're
still going to be halfway young.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's true. You get to enjoy the best part of their lives, too. That's kind of a plus. That's the cup half full.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what are some things you're into other than the Minnesota Vikings? Well, first of all, why the Vikings?
Okay.
And can I guess?
You can guess.
Is it because you're from Icelandic Nordic descent?
No,
and your family
not.
Used to be Vikings?
I'm actually Italian. I'm actually Italian-Irish mixed in with a whole bunch of other shit. But I always claim Italian-Irish because my grandfather's half Italian.
Yeah,
half
my
Irish.
Wife is half Italian too. So, yeah.
But no, the reason why I like it, it's a fucked up story. I was watching the Mighty Bears in like 86. I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
And they were actually on TV and they were playing this purple team.
Right.
And I kind of like the Bears because, you know, as a young kid, you're influenced on a good team. You got to like the good team.
Yeah. But what is the Mighty Bears?
They were really good in 86.
Wait, it was an actual NFL
team? No, Chicago Bears. But I call them the Mighty Bears because at that time they were like the best.
Right, best defense.
Best everything. Right. Super into sports, by the way, too. But they were playing this purple team, and they called them the Purple People Eaters.
The Purple People
Eaters. Yeah. And
as it sound like a monster.
Yeah, the actual Purple People Eaters were actually, I believe, from the 70s and stuff.
Right.
But just as a young kid, I was like, yo, that's such a cool fucking name. So I stuck to them, and then come to find out here in Danbury, the football team were the Danbury Vikings with the same logo, same colors and everything.
That's crazy. Yeah. So it was really just because of it, what sparked it was them playing the band. Yeah, but People
it's been such a painful experience for me.
Yeah, y'all went through some ups and downs. No, it's like
they just can't win a championship. And, yeah. And when they went to the Super Bowl, I wasn't even fucking alive. So it's like the pain I have, it's like, the pain, like the fucking torture I've been through.
Right, right.
It's like my boy, he's a Packers fan. He sent me a fucking thing and it said, you know why Minnesota's the land of 10,000 lakes? Yeah. And I'm like, no, why? He's like, all the tears you motherfuckers cry all the time.
Well, listen, at least your team still exists. When I was watching basketball, my team was the Supersonics. And people say, oh, they're the Pelicans. That's not the same fucking team. Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. That left scrimp man of the year for fucking 4 years. I don't want to hear about it. So at least your team still fucking exists for a chance.
Yeah, but it still brings me up. I mean, I got the fucking thing tattooed on my arm. Yeah, it just to remind me that I want to be in pain every fucking day. It's fucking ridiculous. And then my brothers are like Giants fans. And
yeah.
I'm a Yankees fan, so at least I get a little pleasure out of that. I could watch them win. Right. And they're Mets fans.
But Do you go to the games?
I went to one Vikings game and it was in New York.
I met the Yankees.
Okay. Oh, Yankees? Yeah, we go to Yankee games a lot.
They're fucking retarded, bro. I love the games. The stadium is retarded. It's super expensive.
It's not even that. It's not like the old Yankee Stadium, which was fucking...
I used to sneak into the old stadium.
Yeah, it was like a treasure. The new stadium's boring. And then, get this. I like going to Citi Field now to watch the Mets. Because you can smoke.
I've heard it's way more intimate,
too. It's fucking nice. And there's a smoking section. You know what I mean? I like to smoke my Parliament like menthol 100s here.
Yeah, shout out to Parliament. We're accepting sponsorships at the time.
Yes, sir. And they said at Yankee Stadium, if you want to leave the stadium to have a cigarette, they don't plan on coming back in.
You can't come back in.
What fuck kind of shit is that? If you want a fan to come watch the fan.
If you could leave fucking Rod Playlane, they stamp your hand so you could come back in. What the fuck is so special about Yankee Stadium?
Bullshit.
I can't front though. I love the aesthetic of the stadium. Like, it looks official. When you go there and the walkway of heroes and it got them big. As a matter of fact, my uncle, shout out to Izzy, he's listening right now.
Okay, what
up? He was part of the concrete team that built that stadium.
Really?
Yeah. He so crazy story.
Take a shot real quick.
Not to wean on. Yeah, do your thing.
I'll get you to have a brew with me by the end of this goddamn thing. You want one?
No, I'm good right now. Not to change the subject, but. So I used to rap. Shout out to Vega Benetton, who was my DJ at the time. The day before they demolished the old stadium, we were able to get a shot on the roof of a building with both stadiums in a music video. And that music video is still online. It's called...
I have to check that out myself.
Damn, I can't. It's slipping me right now. But it was produced by Vega Benetton. It had to do with my name. Something with my name. I can't remember. But we got a shot. You know what I'm saying? But my uncle. Yeah, my uncle did the concrete. He was a foreman doing the concrete work. Yeah, it's crazy, crazy history. So aside from sports and beer, what are your interests?
Just pretty much it. No.
Rap. You're a hip hop fan.
Yeah, I'm a big rap fan. I like wrestling. A little out of the tune. I haven't been watching it lately.
Yeah.
But my brother and you keep me informed. So
no doubt.
That works.
No doubt.
Music I love.
Now rap. When you think rap or hip hop, are you listening to anything current?
I like hip hop. All right, I think that says it all. I'm more of a '90s, 2000 guy. I think this new trap crap is fucking just pathetic.
Right.
It's garbage. I mean, I do entertain some of the new rappers because I think some of the songs are so stupid.
Yeah, there's some makes shit me that like, I hear. It's all right. That's
like
cool.
That baby guy has that song, Young CEO, Suge, whatever the hell.
Oh, Suge, the baby.
Yeah, that
the
fucking baby. Keeps
Yo,
me
like, I like it. I
actually like the Migos.
I like the Migos
I like them
too.
Individual, though.
Like, do you like Blueface?
Yeah, but he raps so far off beat, it's like,
I can't stand that kid, bro.
Yeah.
It sounds like the beat shows up a month later.
You Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
There's a Spanish, like, Blueface now. I don't know what the hell his name is, but my little guy.
Spanish Blueface?
That's what I call him, because he raps off beat.
There's so many. That becomes a thing. But, you know, I think that spawns from, and I'll say this to wrap up this segment, I think that spawns from artists who actually won doing that. But there's a difference. Like, when I hear certain artists these days, quote-unquote, mumble rap, either you know what they're saying or you don't, but they're completely off fucking beat.
It's terrible.
You can't bop to their shit. You would have to bop to the instrumental. But it makes me think of the first time I heard Sugar Free or the first time I heard E-40, where I was confused, but
E-40,
eventually...
whatever the fuck he does. Ooh.
He's like,
what
that
the fuck
was,
is that shit? Yeah.
But I like E-40, but it's
like he burping and farting at the same time.
He said, when I was a young mustache, I like E-40, but it took me a while to feel that vibe. But then it's kind of like an acquired taste.
Right.
I can't front. I think I'm too old to even try to listen to Blueface. I heard the one Tatiana record, and then I heard
Cardi. That was all right. That one was all right, though.
Yeah, but I heard Cardi on it, and she roasted him on his own record, and I was like, yeah.
That's where rap is.
Anything that starts with Blueface, I'm good. I apologize to Wack 100, but I can't stand your artist, bro. Anyway, we'll be right back to talk more shit. And we're back. So I'm looking at some of the notes I took from text your brother sent, and just some.
What up, Ray?
What up, Ray? We gotta meet, man. I heard that we're very similar. And we're into similar things.
Yeah, like saying Eminem's not one of the fucking top white rappers anymore. That's some bullshit.
Well, all right. When I first heard this statement, initially I just think top rapper. And I think Eminem is too far gone to be even considered in the conversation. In current rap.
You're crazy.
You think in current rap right now, Eminem is top of the game?
Who's better than him?
Right now?
Right now.
Releasing music right now?
That's popular, yep.
Kendrick Lamar.
You're crazy.
J. Cole.
They both took his style.
Yeah, but they're better than him right now.
No. Oh,
what is your barometer?
I wish my brother was in here right now.
What's the
Have you heard the Kamikaze album?
I can't front. I haven't listened to anything since Rehab.
He does all kinds of different... Yeah, and those are the...
But this is why, and I like M. I've never been a super M fan, but I like him, and I can't stand his voice. It's
a lot of people say that.
Lyrically?
A lot of people say that.
Lyrically, I definitely put M in the top lyricist of all time,
right.
For sure. Okay. If I was reading
his lyrics... See, you're explaining it, though. Okay.
For sure.
A lot of people hate
his
voice.
The voice is just irritating. But then again, that's kind of like a Joel Ortiz.
See, Joel Ortiz, too.
Lyrically, fire. I can't listen to more than two or three songs at a time, though.
Really?
His voice is irritating.
See, I like his voice.
I could listen to Lil Fame from M.O.P. all day. Okay. I love his voice.
Yeah,
I could listen to a Nas. He got that smooth shit. So I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Aside from that, I always found M to be a little corny. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, and I know he trolled a lot and he did all that, but that just wasn't my vibe, I guess, when I was growing up.
So when I hear,
not even considering me as an artist, as a fan, when I hear and we're talking white rappers, when I hear Mac Miller, rest in peace.
See, he was garbage to me.
Do you think so?
I think so, yeah.
Why would you say that?
I just didn't like his flow. I
loved his
flow. He just looked like a dirty white dude that's walking up the street smoking crack. Rest in peace. I mean, I'm not trying to.
He looked like that.
Yeah,
but I think lyrically.
Like he didn't own a toothbrush in his life and shit.
I mean, that's a possibility. But did you
listen? But he got Ariana Grande, so he's a lucky man.
Right, but did you listen to any of his albums?
No.
All right, so then we're on the same boat with the whole M
shit.
Now, what do you think about G-Eazy?
I think he's nothing more than a white Drake.
I think G-Eazy, I think he's less than that. I think he slipped in by accident. Because
I heard his first song, I'm like, Drake got another love song. Oh.
It's kind of strange when I hear a G-Eazy that I'm like, what the fuck happened to lyrics? And then
he said that 15 years ago.
He the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying?
Is he really?
Yeah, and you think about Keith the Sneaky 40. You think about lyrical guys, even Sugar Free
from the Bay. That's where Yuck Moth was from too, right?
Yuck Moth, yeah, from the Loonies.
Yeah, Loonies, yep.
And I'm not a fan. But to go back on what I said yesterday, yeah, I say M is definitely one of the top white rappers.
See, that I don't want that to get mistaken either because I'm a white dude.
No, I don't think that
has anything to do. Yes, we're white. Yes, we even have the same birthday, believe it or not.
Do you?
He's just older.
Okay.
We're both born on October 17th.
Right, right.
And we kind of look similar when I have my hair cut.
Yeah.
But
he looks a lot older than you, though.
Because I put other people in front of him. I just enjoy his music.
Right, right,
like,
right.
One of my favorite... Well, I can't, like, just put one favorite. I just can't do that. Because I love... Tupac fan.
I could tell you my favorite white rapper right now of all time. Vinny Paz.
Yo, my brother loves him too. He's from Boston,
Vinny
right?
Vinny Paz is from Philly.
Philly?
He's incredible.
He's a guy with no teeth, right?
Right. Muslim, yeah, that dude.
That dude can rap.
He's fucking crazy.
Yo, that cat from Connecticut too, from Willimantic, Apathy.
Apathy's dope.
My brother's a big fan of him.
Yes, Apathy's dope.
Right.
Brother Ali is dope. I'll be honest, I can't think of many white rap. Who else?
Did you hear the Apathy where he rapped over the New York shit?
Yes.
And did the Connecticut
fire.
Shit?
Fire. Yeah, fire. Fire. This shit was dope.
He was on point on that one.
I can't think of many other white rappers that I even know off top. And I'm sure, you know, we go online and we
don't lie, my man. Yo, your favorite white rapper of all time is Vanilla Ice. Stop running.
Vanilla Ice fire, man.
Vanilla I need Ice, a shot for that.
Vanilla Ice built Death Row. You know what I'm saying? Like, they basically robbed him to create Death Row.
That's fucking
But
crazy.
Yeah, I can't think. Now, if we're talking top rappers of all time, I would put M definitely in the top like 1,000. You know what
You're
I'm saying?
You're crazy. He's in the top 10.
I'll put him in the
top
1,000.
He's in the top 10. You're out of your fucking mind.
I can name 10 rappers right now that I personally think are way better than M. And some of the rappers...
Now, are we talking generations? Or are we talking
of
all time?
Of all time.
See, that's a little different. That's a different conversation.
All right.
It's like the sports talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying who's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Okay.
Me personally, uh-huh. It's Michael Jordan.
Okay.
I'm a Bulls fan.
Me personally as well. Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree,
about the same age. I'm 39. You're
35.
35.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the same area.
Right.
But you talk to an old head.
Right.
It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
You talk to new cats. Right. It's LeBron James.
Right. Yeah, I think that.
I can't do the whole top five.
All right. So then let's not do all time. Let's do our generation. Let's do, and I, you know, not being year specific, but 90s, early 2000s. Give me five of your favorites.
Five of my favorite. LL Cool J. Tupac.
Okay.
Biggie.
Okay.
Eminem, of course.
Uh-huh.
And Big Pun.
Okay.
See, and I got a white guy.
I think you got it. Yeah, you got the United
but
Nations.
But Tupac.
You got the United Nations of rappers.
But no, Tupac is... And LL. LL is actually...
You know what's crazy?
LL is my favorite of all time.
Is he?
Him and Pac, they're kind of...
Pac is the only one that would make my list.
He won't?
He's the only one that would make my list.
Really, not Biggie?
And that's only because I was a super Pac... Well, you know, when I was growing up, you was either a Pac or Biggie fan.
Me too. And I never put Biggie into the list.
Right.
But I have to give him respect now that they've been passed for so long. I hated him with a passion because I was such a big Tupac fan.
Yeah, me too. Like, I didn't even listen to Big, and I was like, fuck Big, because I was such a
and
Pac
then
fan.
I'd buy the album just because I love battle rap so much, too. Like, his records.
That's
why I put
habit.
LL, like, high, because his battling is just fucking, like, how he killed Cannabis was just great.
Get the fuck out. You think he killed Cannabis?
Where's Cannabis?
All right, Cannabis' career clearly over. Lyrically, you think he did better than Cannabis?
On that Can I Bust?
Yes.
And the other one,
Rip the Jacko or something like that.
Jack the Ripper. That song, it killed him.
Get out of here.
Just call my name.
And I consider you an official hip-hop fan because you know a lot of shit. You're the first official hip-hop dude that I've ever heard say that. Say that lyrically he won that. Now, if you think...
On the beef tracks, I don't think lyrically on records.
I think on the beef tracks, he didn't do...
Yo, Eminem smashed Cannabis on his...
He did, yeah,
all
for
right,
sure,
see?
For sure. But I think if we turn things around and we put M against LL, I think LL's just going to be another body in the fucking ground.
I think
M kills anybody he goes against.
But I think that's when L actually steps his game up.
Yeah? I don't know. I felt like the whole way that played out... Maybe I'm biased, though.
Could be.
Maybe I'm a little biased because...
Maybe I'm the only white guy you like.
Maybe. Well, we was in a gas station recently and you said you hate white people.
Yeah.
And you're white people.
I used the line from fucking Chris Rock. Crack ass cracker.
Yeah.
Fucking cracker.
So, all right. So, I would say if I had to name... Now, that's... I'll be honest. Just being 100% transparent.
Right.
My list probably changes...
Another one.
That's
the cooler, by the way.
Those bells are for shots. my list probably changes every day. You know what I'm saying?
That could be the same for me.
But I would just thinking off top now, and this is what I was going to say. I always had a bad habit to this day of not listening to a lot of rappers until they died. So
really?
I wasn't up on Big until he passed. I knew he was, didn't listen to him because I was a fucking Pac fan.
Right.
Didn't listen to Pun, and I'm from the Bronx, and I know his family.
True.
I personally know his wife and his best
friend.
Yeah,
I heard you on your other podcast, Nightcap.
Yeah.
Where you said you did a video or a beat Chris?
I'm animating a video for Chris as we speak.
Yo, that kid could spit.
It's crazy because right before this segment, his manager called me and I declined it because we were recording, but I'm going to call him after. So shout out to Scorp too.
Yeah, no doubt.
But so I didn't really listen to him until he passed. Now, these were some of the greats. But when I think of my top five from that time, I'm thinking Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yep, they were dope.
I'm thinking Pac. I'm thinking Sticky Fingers from Onyx at that time.
So he got beat up by the white boy at MTV, right?
I liked him at that time, too. But he got knocked the fuck out.
I forgot to put 50. Yo, he changed the game in his own
special
way.
Early 2000s, I would definitely say 50, but I would put DMX in there, for sure.
Oh, shoot, I forgot about the dog. You
know, but that's what I'm saying, the list
changed. And I didn't even put Jay-Z on my list. He's one of my brother, my older brother, the same one that has...
Right.
Hates Jay-Z.
Yeah, I hated him for many years myself.
My younger brother. Hates Jay-Z.
I hated him for the simple fact that I didn't want to hear somebody rap about shit that I couldn't get. Like, I liked Reasonable Doubt Jay-Z because he was still in the hustle. Oh, but I tell you now,
one of the greatest albums of all time. That's got to be top 10 albums.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But I didn't want to hear somebody talk about shit I couldn't get. You know what I mean? Gotcha. You talk about
kind of envious, not envious, but
jealous. Yeah,
a little jealous.
Hell yeah.
Hey, yo, one of his lines: you can't be jealous. That's a female's trait. That's one of his lines.
Well, that's what he said. You know what I mean? I didn't say that. He said that. But I was So I was listening to more, and to this day, like I'm a, when it comes to rock too, like I'm a
fan. I like rock and roll. My father put me on that.
Me too. I love aggressive, ignorant, violent shit.
So like Nine Inch Nails and shit like that.
Nine Inch Nails, Black Sabbath, System of a Down.
Okay.
And then you know hardcore shit like Sleeping with Sirens and all type. Like I like aggressive Tool I fuck with. But then on the flip side, I can listen to a John Mayer. I can listen to a Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, now you're out of my room there.
I can listen to fucking Sam Smith. Like I can listen to all that shit. And I'll be honest, me and my wife was talking about this before because I started whistling. And I can't remember what song I was whistling, and she was like, isn't that fucking crazy that we're hip hop kids? You rapped, but every time you whistle, it's never a rap song. And I'm like, cause there ain't no rap songs I can whistle other than
I listen to sports radio now.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I listen to sports talk.
I can't fuck with rap, man. And then I put it back, and it's the same five songs in fucking rotation.
What's your sports radio picks? Like, if you had to choose some sportscasters, who do you like listening to?
Oh, Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts. They're out of New York. Out of the Fan.
Oh, wasn't that that was these guys before? They ended up splitting up. I'll remember it.
You're talking about Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yes, Mike and the Mad Dog. They have separate shows now, right?
Mike's still on.
Is he still good?
He's the sports pope. That's what they call him. This guy's a fucking icon.
Do you respect him as such?
Absolutely. And I love the fact
that he's such a dick.
He is. He like scream at the fucking listeners. Yeah. Like, I don't know how he's been doing it for 30 plus years. It's like,
is it Howard Stern-esque or is he more aggressive?
He's very, very respectful to having like kids listen, but he'll just cut you out if he thinks your opinion's wrong.
Yeah,
he gonna let you know.
Right.
But like Joe Beningo, the way I am about the Vikings is he's passionate about the Jets.
Okay,
and he's old, like
but
older
you appreciate
man.
That.
I love it.
Because
I feel that way about my sorry ass team because he's a Jets fan. He's a Jets fan, and they haven't won a championship in 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay, you got one. My sorry ass team can't win shit.
Right.
Here we go back with the Vikings. And that's what.
Joe Namath is still walking around with his
My dude, I got it. Vikings tattooed up and down my arm. That's how much. I just want to remember the pain after I wake up. I'm already in pain from drinking, having to go to work. That's even more painful. And I look at my arm and I see purple and yellow. I'm like, great.
Yeah, you've been doomed. What, Jesus you never thought Christ. About trading? Change
Hell
team?
No, I don't flip flop.
You got someone sitting here that it would be wrong.
Yeah, man, look.
Do you like Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, but I don't know why he yells at people, yells all the time.
You know, I listen
to him. He reminds me of Michael Irving.
Yes.
The louder they yell, they think the smarter they are.
I feel like Michael Irving was more funny. Like, when I listen to Michael Irving, I listen to Jalen Rose, I listen to guys like that, it's more funny. I listen to Stephen A. Smith. He's wrong a lot.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
Unless you're talking basketball.
He knows his shit about basketball.
You
know who I think is way better than Stephen A. Smith, and I might get tons of hate for
this? Let's see.
John Sally.
I never heard any of his shows.
If you listen to his talk, I can't remember the name of his show, but even when he gets interviewed, I was watching an interview with him on a
Vlad. John Spider Sally.
John Sally's predictions come from fucking outworldly variables. Like, he talks about people's health. He talks about AIDS. He talks about CTE. He talks about everything. Okay. He talks about fucking weather patterns affecting playoff runs and shit like that.
Right.
And he's right a lot. Like, his predictions are right a lot. Huh.
That's crazy. Because he played for the Pistons, the Bad Boys. I was a
Bulls
fan.
Right.
And one of my favorite basketball players, even as a Bulls fan, loving Michael Jordan.
Right.
My favorite basketball player of all time is actually Dennis Rodman. As you can see, I have a signed ball up there by him. My dad bought me that doll.
Right?
Yeah. My dad bought me that doll up there. It's a freaking Barbie doll, but it's freaking Dennis Rodman
in
a
wedding dress.
And when I opened it Christmas morning I think I was a teen at the time. He's like, do you realize I just bought my son a fucking Barbie doll?
He got a Barbie. We gotta take a picture and put that on Instagram.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, but he was like, yo, really, Bob? Like,
yeah.
Then he was like, you wanna go have a beer? So we snuck outside and I had a beer with my pops.
Did you hear what happened with him recently?
What, with Kim Jin Young or whatever that dude's name is?
No, after that. They said that he was involved in like a fucking store robbery or something.
Yeah, but I guess.
What was that?
I'm not sure.
I just seen the thumbnail and it looked like he was taking something.
Yeah, but I guess it wasn't
I don't think he wasn't really part of that. That's, they be trying to bury him for no reason.
Yeah, that dude, yeah, he, just his aggression. Again, basketball, just like rap.
Yeah.
It's different.
It changes.
When you watch basketball in the 80s and 90s, if you go to the lane, yeah, that's why Michael Jordan gained so much weight. Because right, he knew going in the lane against the bad boys, you're going to fall on your ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you can't hand check. Like, sir, this is where we are as a fucking society.
Yeah, when we were kids or younger, there was a different type of big man. Mm-hmm. And Shaq was the last of them.
He was.
You know what I mean? Like,
then
like,
Dwight Howard came and it was... but now there's no use for him.
Yeah, and at that time we had KG, which was... He was like the first big man from outside. You know what I mean?
Oh, Kevin Garnett? Shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about Charles Oakley. I'm thinking about Charles Barkley. You know, these big guys... There goes another one. I'm thinking about those type of. They, it's not the same no more. But I need to study more on sports just to have that conversation.
But even, yeah, true. But even one of the greatest sports on the planet, the greatest sport on the planet, football. It's not the same either.
Right.
I remember watching.
I love football too.
You heard? Then you know Ronnie Lott. He played for the Niners back in the day.
I was a 49er fan when Ronnie Lott was playing. Yeah.
So did you hear the
Dexter
story?
Dexter Carter, Joe Montana, Ken Norton Jr.
Probably one of the greatest quarterbacs of all time.
Yes.
Not the, but as much as I hate the guy, Tom Brady is probably there. Fuck Warren Moon. He came to the Vikings and did nothing.
I was just trying to
fucking Randall Cunningham too. He wants to come and does nothing.
Yeah. All right.
Fucking assholes. The only fucking quarterback. Now see, now you got me back on football. Because this fucking team is painful. But I love him. Is Brett Favre, an ex-Packer.
Now, how do you pronounce his name? Is it Favre or is it Favre?
It's spelled Favre, but it's Favre because stupid white people want to say stupid things, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I love you white people. But when he came, we actually were supposed to go to Super Bowl, but I don't know if you heard about the whole here. Yeah. The whole Bonnie Gate.
No, what the fuck
they
is that?
Fucking put money, the defensive coordinator, something with Greg Williams. He was the defensive coordinator to the Saints.
Okay.
They put a bounty out on the Vikings to... Whoever hurts whomever they had the bounty out.
I've heard of things like that.
So yeah, so Brett Favre, he actually played with a cat, Darren Sharper, who's in, I believe, in jail now for rape and all kinds of crazy shit.
I've seen that, yeah.
He was a teammate in Green Bay with him. And he kept fucking like over aggressively hitting Favre. So Favre did an interview and said, I even told Sharp, he's like, yo, what the fuck you doing to me?
Yeah.
So he fucked his ankle but tried to finish the game, and because he was not healthy, we lost that. Another fucking Super Bowl we should have went to and probably lost. But at least we would have been there in my lifetime.
Minnesota Vikings, please win a fucking chip.
Oh my god, you're gonna
It's gonna change Bob's life. We're gonna have to fly you out there.
Well, then we won't have fucking Sunday shows in the future. Because our whole Sunday show is gonna be fucking me ranting about this fucking team.
Oh.
Yo, you wanna hear a cool quick story?
Yeah, sure.
It kinda puts music into sports. You know why Prince wore all purple? Called his album Purple Rain and all that?
Don't tell me he was a Vikings fan.
He was from Minnesota. He had
his
own box.
That's right. That is right.
So you know what I've come to? You know the song Doves Cry?
Yeah.
He didn't want to admit that we're all a bunch of crybaby pussies, so he changed the lyrics up. But Doves Cry is actually like us crying for the Vikings losing all the time. And Purple Rain is just the tears of Vikings fans crying.
Get the fuck
That's
out
not
of
true.
Here.
That's my opinion.
I'm like, is that, I was about to be like, what the fuck book did you read that in?
No.
That's so dope.
I just flipped
all
Well,
that. Let's just make up the fucking lie right now.
Yeah. Hey, rest in peace to Prince, too. One of the greatest freaking artists performers ever.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, he wore purple because he's from Minnesota.
I believe that.
And one of the best Super Bowl performances at halftime was his Prince. In Minnesota.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was right before he passed, too. But, yeah, that's why he wore purple.
I was a big fucking football fan until my son was born. When Caden was born, which was 10 years ago, I gave up TV altogether.
Really?
Yeah, my wife loves TV.
I don't watch
TV
either. Just a couple shows. I don't know if I can plug them or anything.
I listen
couple
to,
shows I watch.
Yeah, you can plug whatever the fuck you want. But I listen to podcasts now. I mean, we're doing one.
I gotta start listening to him because I'm guilty of not listening to the podcast.
Nah, I mean, fuck that. That's why you're on the show. It's a different perspective.
Like a virgin for the first time in 100 years.
No word. Have you heard about this fucking Area 51, this Rush Area 51 shit?
Yeah, I heard you talking a little bit, like people are trying to get
so
in.
So it started out as like a Facebook petition. And it said Rush Area. I can't even think of the date. Let's look up the date of when it's supposed to be. But, This dude posted some shit. Oh no, it's not Rush Area 51. It's Storm Area 51.
Okay. So they're just storming it like to try and get in or some shit?
Yeah, so they want to see the aliens.
What the fuck they want to see them for? Leave them alone.
Yeah, no, but here it is.
No, actually, steal one, and it might be a better quarterback than the quarterback the Vikings have right now.
Right, but listen, check this shit out. And this was 2 days ago. It said 1.7 million people have fucking RSVP'd to Storm Area 51.
Yo,
I looked at it this morning. It's over 3 million people. Look at the fucking dude.
They're all going at
a joke.
They're going all at the same time?
Nevada is preparing for a mass influx of people. Let me tell you something. And this is just me understanding, not even having to do with fucking sci-fi or science or nothing. Nevada can't handle 3 million fucking people going in.
No.
The highways are going to be fucking crowded. Bridges are going to collapse. They'll never make it to Area 51. And should they make it to Area 51, they're going to get fucking shot. They might get fucking gassed first.
I seen some shit on TV because I actually changed the sports for something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was two dudes, I guess they ride quads and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had their helmets on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, they call him, I guess, the white truck.
The white truck guy.
Yeah, he came. And he was no joke. He was like, he pulled his gun, get the fuck out. Like,
they have authorization to pop anybody that crosses that line.
Nuts.
All right, but say this.
Are they cops or are they army people?
They're army, they're MPs. Gotcha. They're military
police. I didn't know. All right.
Now, this is the thing. All right, let's play this scenario out. You got 3 million people showing up in Nevada. That ain't going to happen because people RSVP for Facebook shit. I RSVP and never go to any event. Okay. I don't fucking leave my house. So
yeah, I hear you.
I don't. I'll show support.
I leave to go to the liquor store.
I'll kind of be there. I'll act like you could live stream me or something, FaceTime me and show me the party.
Right, right.
But so even if a small percentage, let's say 100,000, which is a tiny percentage out of 3 million, try to storm Area 51. They get to the gates, they're going to get tear gassed, they're going to get beanbagged, and then when people keep coming, they're going to start getting shot. There's not enough soldiers there to kill everybody, right?
That's what I was thinking.
They're going to get into the base. The fuck are you looking for?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? You
how do you get into the doors?
Right, 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 true. You know what I'm saying? And I know you're not a super, you know, conspiratorial science dude, but to my understanding, for anybody listening that has heard Bob Lazar speak, there ain't no alien shit at Area 51. It's just a fucking underground base.
Really?
Okay. Yes. So the thought is that they hold tanks there, they may hold some weapons there, and they do weapons testing there. Where they keep the fucking Martians, or supposedly, is S4, which is miles and miles away. So these people are going to rush Area 51.
For what?
For what?
Tear gas and that's going to make shot?
And it's motherfuckers like this, that which started off as a joke, that make conspiracy theorists look like crazy fucking people.
Right.
Look like fucking maniac people. And this is why somebody like me, who has a lot of speculation towards a lot of things, rather choose not to speak in front of massive crowds about this shit, because 90% of the fucking people are whacked out. 90% of the people are the motherfuckers in the backyard behind our houses looking for fucking Sasquatch. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Or they're Vikings fans just going to get killed. Take me out of the pain!
So, you know, but that's definitely a crazy thing. But it's just funny, I find, that this kid put it out. Like, it was all a joke. He's not even going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but Nevada is actually preparing for this. They're actually, and the Air Force is putting statements out, like, please don't do this.
Really?
There's going to be dead motherfuckers. So please don't rush Area 51.
Yeah, don't.
But if you do, live stream it the whole time, because we'd like to see.
Yes, I would love to watch it.
Yeah.
Yo, there's a show, it's called like Real or Hoax or something like that. It's all about like alien people sending their videos and they try to re...
Oh, I've never seen it. I forgot what the name of the show was. I know the concept of
the show. What do you think of like flying saucers? You believe in that type of shit?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's a fine line. No, I wish I did.
Check it out. I have one story when
you've been abducted.
Hell no! Ain't
that's
nobody
how you
putting
a fucking Viking.
They fucking abducted me for some stupid reason.
They brainwashed.
But no, one day I was at fucking a 7-Eleven with some of my boys in high school, and we were just looking up at the sky, and it was like a red, green, yellow, gone. And I don't know if it was the weed we smoked or the beer I was drinking, but that shit happened.
Red, green, yellow.
And then just disappeared.
Was it December? Could have been Santa.
I don't remember. You're talking to me, man.
Red, you think I remember? What did you have in your hand at the time?
A beer, mom.
Yo, I've never seen, but I want to. Like, I want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm the dude that's like, all right, when my kids are grown and their lives are set, and I have grandkids, and when I can create some sort of generational wealth situation that I know that once I leave,
that'd
everybody
be all right.
will be fine.
True, true.
I want to be abducted and told the truth.
Fuck that.
Like, and then you could shoot
you
me right out.
You ain't probing me.
No, I don't go with parole,
that. Man. I'm not Little Nas X, my
if
man.
If I had an option to be abducted and not be probed, that's the option I'm picking. But if there's not an option, then, I mean, fuck it. I'm probably going to be wearing a diaper at the time anyway.
Yeah,
right?
True.
But, you know, so I believe in all of that shit. Do I believe that those things exist? Do I believe that everything people reported is real? Hell no. Hell no. Yeah. Because, listen, our fucking neighbors lie to us. You know what I'm saying? Our neighbors lie to us about having electric grills when I see that there's a fucking tank on their grill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen that.
That's just, you know, that's just how it is. People lie every day. So do I believe everything I hear? Hell no. I only truly believe things that that I see with my own two eyes. And I've never seen anything in the sky. Now, to play devil's advocate, I'm partially blind in one eye.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that might be why. But I've seen some other crazy
shit. I wish I was when I'm watching the Vikings game so I don't have to watch it.
Do you want to be abducted during a Vikings game and then dropped off? What you want is you want to be transported to another dimension where they're the fucking champs.
That'll work. That'll fucking work.
That's it. But
don't probe me, but take me somewhere.
Yeah. Put him to sleep. Put a beer in his hand and put him in the stadium.
And a shot.
When the Vikings are fucking... when the Vikings are winning the Super Bowl.
It's never going to happen in my lifetime.
It might. You got to be positive. You got to be positive.
You're one of the people bring positive vibes and positive vibes. No, absolutely. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, I think that because you're what they call a curmudgeon.
What the fuck's a curmudgeon?
I say that to
that's
my
a
wife,
white person.
She's like,
man.
What the fuck?
I mean, word.
It might be some white person name.
Yo, like you Poland ever seen the episode of Fresh Prince where Carlton gets real gangster?
Fresh Prince
said a big word, and they're like, Prince said a school word. Knight just said a school word.
Yeah, curmudgeon. So, and I got a funny story about Fresh Prince, too, so I'm remind me about that if I forget.
One of the best shows.
A curmudgeon is somebody who just thinks negative about everything. I told my wife that the other day. She said, what the fuck is a curmudgeon?
See, drunks like me, we call that pessimist.
Yeah, same shit.
That used to be my rap name because I actually rapped too back in the day.
Pessimist?
Yeah, that was my rap name.
So all your shit was just negative. World about to
that
end.
That was my vibe. And I rapped, so everybody knows, before there was an Eminem popular. I was a white rapper.
We're going to bring you out of retirement on one of these shows.
I don't know about that.
Listen, Braylon already told me he beatboxes. We get him on here sitting on the corner.
This is his beatboxing. That's his beatbox.
He got the hi-hat.
But he tried. Yo, I put up, what's his face? Damn, I can't believe I forgot his name.
A beatboxer?
Yeah.
Razzell. Razzell is my friend's cousin.
Word.
YA. Shout out to YA.
Yeah, so he was watching that. Then I put Dougie Fresh and Bismarck.
And now he wants to do that. That's kids, man. That's hip-hop. That's the fucking power of hip-hop. Because my kids me and my wife watch So You Think You Dance that time. Whenever they see the breakdances, they love that shit.
I got two full ones.
He's double-fisting it. You're like the last tab in a porn.
I'm getting excited.
In a porn site, double-fisting.
Yo, speaking of porn.
Hold up. I didn't finish telling you my Carlton story. Hold up, Fresh Prince.
Yo, Carlton 20s.
Yo, me and my wife, the year we got married, the following year, we got remarried in DR.
Good. I'm glad you came back alive because listen, now we're all dying on
at the same resort people would fuck dying at, the Hard Rock.
Word?
So we had real liquor. Rest in peace to anybody dealing with that shit.
Yeah,
that's
true,
stressful.
True.
But so the Hard Rock had like six different pool areas.
Okay.
And one of them was clothing optional, the Eden pool. So we were there for 2 weeks.
Just get naked if you want?
Yeah, you balls to the wall if you want. So me and my wife went to the Eden pool, the adult pool, just because we're like, all right, there's no kids there. And we didn't have our kids for another week.
Okay.
Like, our kids came for the second week. The day we go in there, now mind you, me and my wife are wearing clothes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Carlton Banks fucking walks in with a fucking crowd of people.
Really?
Right behind us. And I'm like, oh shit, that's Carlton Banks.
It's actually Alfonso Ribeiro.
Alfonso, yeah.
But he's always Carlton.
Alfonso McRib. He comes in, and I'm like, oh shit, that's Carlton Banks. 10 minutes pass.
Tell me he did the dance. He did it at one point.
Yeah, he did, but that was later on. So the 10 minutes pass, and I'm in the pool, going to the pool bar, bringing my wife fucking drinks. And the whole crowd that
was waiting. Speaking of drinks, you want a beer?
No, I'm good.
I'll get you one.
The whole crowd turns around and starts, you know, slowly rushing me and my wife. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There's a chick in the water, just got a boob job done, scars on her titties and all that, no bra on.
Oh, she didn't have clothes
floating
on.
Floating towards me. She didn't have clothes on. A lot of people that was with him didn't have clothes on. And I'm like, what the f-? These people thought I was T.I.
I can see it now.
Oh man, my wife is gonna hate hearing that. Yo, listen, everybody on
you
that
made
trip.
Me pull back in my chair.
Yo, everybody on that trip that thought I was T.I. was American. It wasn't even fucking Dominican.
Are you fucking serious?
The next day, I'm like, all right, no, not the next day. The next week, my kids are there. Every day I got T.I. Are you T.I.? No, I'm not fucking T.I. To the point where I was started being like,
hey,
maybe I am T.I. You know what I'm saying? So
then you gotta talk all stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But use big words
yeah,
and shit.
Excelsior and shit like that. So expeditiously, that's what he said.
That's the shit.
So fucking
he go rap though, I'll give him props.
He's fire. T.I. is dope. Like, and he's a good dude. I met him.
You hear
me and
Eminem?
My wife.
Do you hear the song with him and Eminem?
Fire.
Eminem roasted him too. But
yeah,
God.
No, M did. I think M roasted anybody. M is fire. Yeah, I didn't say M is whack. M is fire.
You hate his voice.
I just hate his voice. But so the next week I was like, alright, I've had enough of this fucking T.I. shit. Let's go to the family pool. So the kids
where
are there,
people are clothed.
There's nobody there. There's one couple there. One couple there, 100 yards away, with swimming, having fun. The father or the husband of the group walks up, and he's like, hey, can I ask you something?
Don't.
I fucking put my head on my head.
Don't do it, please.
And I was like, I'm not T.I. And he just started dying and laughing. He was like, how'd you know? And I was like, because I've been here for a fucking week. The staff, the fucking patrons, everybody here thinks I'm fucking T.I.
Yo, my dude, you should have took advantage of
there was people from motherfucking Scotland at the time I smoked weed inviting me to their room, which I did indulge in, and my wife was mad because she was like, what if these people drugged you? And
yeah,
how
right?
the fuck did they get the weed? I know how they got the weed. They shoved it up their ass. Anyway, so I smoked weed. They was like, hey, we're smoking weed with T.I. Like, it was awesome. It was funny. It was fun.
Probably
but
had a Guinness and shit with him, too.
The dude is clearly a Puerto Rican dude. Right? I'm Puerto Rican.
Right.
He comes up to me. I say, no. I put my hand. He was like, how'd you know I was going to ask? Everybody thinks I'm T.I. And I was like, let me ask you something. Where are you from? He's from my fucking block in the Bronx. He's from Kingsbridge. He's from Kingsbridge, and he thinks I'm fucking T.I. Like, you can't see one of your own?
Wow.
That shit fucking drove me insane, but it was funny.
Because we're talking kind of about television shows. And
Yeah.
I was having this discussion with my wife the other day because of how big of a Tupac fan I am.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of all time, one of them, is Juice.
I love Juice.
She hates watching it with me, word for word. I recite it and she's like, shut the fuck up. I want to watch a goddamn movie.
I'm like, you're
watching it with ad-libs.
That's
right?
One of those that you know from beginning to end.
Oh my God.
Me too.
Like, if my brother, if I can get him on the phone right
there's
now.
There's a few movies like that.
He would be like, yo, my brother's absolutely nuts when it comes to that fucking movie.
Juice?
But I was like, if they were to make a rent,
wasn't that one of Sam Jackson's first movies too?
Samuel Jackson, yeah, he was the guy in the boys, you better get your ass in school.
James Dole.
Yeah. But if they were to make a new one, who? It's funny because you mentioned T.I. Who would play Tupac? And I said T.I.
I think
he's just too light skinned to play that part. But
does it have to be a rapper? Are we picking?
Yeah,
a rapper?
Because Tupac was there. That's what I was thinking. Like, who would play that?
Freddie
part?
Gibbs. You know Freddie Gibbs?
Isn't he kind of chubby though?
No, I'll pull him up right now so you can see what he looks like.
I know the name.
And he's aggressive. And he's from Gary, Indiana. So he's from the fucking
I think
slums.
I know him, yeah.
Freddie Gibbs right here.
You heard about this cat, Benny the Butcher, too?
I like him.
Yo, he's pretty dope. I just learned about him.
That's Freddie Gibbs
right
there.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's perfect.
Right? Look-wise. But if you hear him
that's
talk,
Marvin Gaye, though, right?
Yeah, he redid the cover for his album.
Okay,
Freddie
okay.
Gibbs is fire. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs. I don't personally know him. I know people that
where
do.
He from, you said?
He's from Gary, Indiana. I think he live in Harlem now, but he's from Gary,
does
Indiana.
Does he got country swing? Because you can't have that in
no. Him. Nah. He's a gangster. He's a fuck. As a matter of fact, this is the dude that one of the first guys that the fuck is this dude's name? The Crip dude, the snowman.
Young
Jeezy signed. And then he ended up having
that's probably
beef
where I know.
This is the only dude to this day, God forgive me if I'm wrong, that Jeezy backed down to.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
like,
didn't Gucci Man shoot Jeezy? Or shoot at him? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they had beef for many years. But right. They were shit talking each other until they, you know, reconciled.
Are they cool now?
They're decent now. They
Jeezy was another one that I can actually kind of tolerate. Of
I like,
newer,
yeah, I like Jeezy too.
Newer.
But he's cut from that late cloth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was in 2000.
Yeah,
he's
a snowman. Because
remember,
he was with
Bad Boy, with that group, Boys in the Hood.
Who, Jeezy was?
Boys in the Hood. He was one of the members.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
Yeah, pull that shit up right
now. Yeah, I
want to
see.
He was the main. He was one of him. Jody something. What the fuck am I typing in? What were we just talking about?
The Bad Boy.
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Boys.
Another super dope movie too, by the way.
Yeah, fire. Yeah, rest in peace, John Singleton.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot. That just happened recently.
Rap group. Rappers. Yeah, when you see it, you're going to be like, oh shit, I fuck it. Look, right here. There's Boys.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Young Jeezy before. But so he was one of the first.
Oh, this dude, he was on Making the Band. Freddie.
Nah, that's not him.
You sure?
I'm positive.
That dude looked just like
him. Nah, that's not him. That's Jody. I can't remember the rest of his name. Nah, he looks like him, but that's not him. But he signed a Bad Boy and Def Jam at the same time. He signed Bad Boy group deal, and then as Young Jeezy with that Thug, that what the fuck was his name? Thuganomics or Thug?
Yeah,
Thug
like some shit. 101. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he was dope. But yeah, I would say Freddie Gibbs is as Pac and Juice.
Yeah, I
would
like to see that. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk real quick. Let's talk movies.
Okay.
What's your movie Rushmore?
Well, Juice is number one.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Casino.
Yeah.
I'm a huge De Niro fan.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
And Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I never. So there's only four in the Rushmore, right?
Yeah, there's four in the Rushmore.
So there's three. The fourth one, I don't know.
And I'll give you my four right now. And then we'll take a little break. I got Lost Boys, Juice, The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, huh?
Yeah, I love The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, we got to talk about that when we come back.
The Wizard of Oz. And
well, you had your Pink Floyd shirt on yesterday, so.
Yeah, I did. And damn, I just had the other one.
I fucked you up with that one. Huh?
Major Payne. I love David Wells. I love it. I know that movie beginning to end.
It was the wackiest movie.
We'll be right back. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this. You laughed at me for liking Wizard of Oz, and you hysterically laughed when I said Major Payne.
No, Wizard of Oz is a classic.
Wizard of Oz, I love for many reasons. Can I give you a few of them?
Sure.
The music is incredible. Like, I'm a fan. I'm a cornball. Anybody who knows me knows that there's certain things that I just love, and Wizard of Oz is one of them. I love The Wiz, too, but that was way
later. I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, damn, he re-upped. How many of those you got, motherfucker?
I got enough.
Jesus Christ. And
it's probably not enough. And here in Connecticut, it's so stupid. The fucking liquor store is closed at fucking 6 on a Sunday, so I can't re-up if I finish.
Listen, the year that I moved here, I don't think the shit was even open on Sundays.
That's like new. It's like 3 years or some shit.
That's
like
some rare. And I don't even drink it. It depressed me. But
some bullshit.
So Wizard of Oz, that I loved. Love the characters, but also this was one of the first movies that introduced Technicolor. So just the history of it.
Oh yeah, because you're an artist and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, okay, but those reasons came later on. When I was a kid, it was just because of the fucking Cowardly Lion. Like I loved the like that dude, like that motherfucker. I loved it. But what was wrong with Major Payne?
It's just the whack. It's just whack, bro. It's just so stupid.
He said, "It's just yo. Listen, my name is Major Benson Winifred." Pay. I love that movie. I love as of 0800. Yo, listen.
Yo, he should have made
shout out to Damon Wayne.
He should have made a movie to fucking the handyman or whatever.
If that motherfucker did that joke now, he would be thrown off stage.
Oh, we shouldn't even fucking.
No, that's fine. Listen.
No. I want to because this fucking it's so soft now.
All right, listen.
You're a wrestling fan.
Bob is apologizing for it, and I respect it because that's the climate of social media and what we got going on.
Right.
People need to stop being so fucking sensitive.
It's like, remember Enzo and Kaz?
Yes.
Society is S-A-W-F-T.
Soft? Yeah, yeah.
Listen, call manholes no more, bro.
Why?
They're like sanitation pits or some shit now because the word
you
man.
Oh, you brought this up yesterday.
This is so stupid.
So my thing is this. Let's connect this with another story that I read that, and I don't know if it's true or not, so don't fucking crucify me if it's fake news. But
is it a new report or an old report?
It was recent.
Mike Francesa says that.
it was recent. I think last week I read that scientists are coming close to be able to transplant wombs into men.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay.
So if that happens, then what is the manhole called then?
Well, the baby's got to come out the manhole,
the
right?
The man's hole. Is it called a mother... What did you say they
called? Sanitation pit.
They're going to call manholes on a human body a sanitation pit? So that means that baby's a piece of fucking garbage that comes out of it.
No, a piece of shit too, right?
Listen. It's all fucking jokes. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to George Wallace recently, and he said it himself. He doesn't do PC comedy, politically correct comedy. And this is a dude that doesn't curse. He's a black dude. Doesn't curse. Doesn't say the N-word. but he disses everybody. You're right, blind, right. You're in the room, he's dissing you. You're paralyzed. He said he had a friend that was in a wheelchair and said, why are you not making fun about us? Right. People need to fucking laugh.
Just relax. Just laugh.
Just laugh. We all got
things. There's going to be no more comics no more. Right. At this point, because they can't say shit no more.
Right. And it leads me to this question, and I don't want to make a joke about it because I don't know how you feel about it per se, but this comedian who made the joke about XXX, I got a weird connection with XXX. Not that I knew him. Not that I know people that know him. Prior to him dying, he was in some of my dreams. Literally days really? Before. When he passed away...
Was that before or after you got probed?
I don't know had I been probed. I haven't felt no pain in my posterior ever. But after he passed... He was still in my dreams. Like, really? I was having conversations with this kid in my dreams. I don't know if that means anything. Probably doesn't. What it probably means, like, me into psychology thinking about it, I probably looked at him like one of my kids. You know what I'm saying? He was a troubled youth, but he was trying to do right. So maybe that's why I fucking dreamt about him. Either way, his death was tragic.
Yeah.
It was. It was a sad thing.
Anybody that dies.
Anybody. Yeah. Rest in peace to him. Blessings to his family, to his mom and all that. But this comedian made a joke and asked people in the crowd, is anybody still mourning? Mind you, this is a private show. This is not a taped show. This is a private show.
Okay.
So the people that were supposed to hear it were the people that were there.
Gotcha.
She explains how he died, which he had money on him. He was buying motorcycles or whatever. And she was like, instantly, she thought of Venmo. Which when I heard that, I laughed because I was like, that's a fucking good joke. Had it been 30 years from XXX's death, that shit would have popped. Like, people would have loved it. How do you feel about people making jokes about things like that? And is there a time frame for when people can make jokes? Because I've heard people crack jokes about the dead at their fucking funerals and it not be a problem because it lightens the moment.
Well, people at funerals know the people intimately.
Right, so but on top of that, she wasn't really being malicious. She said it.
What
she
is that? First of all, what is Nemo?
Venmo. Oh,
that Venmo.
No, but I forgot that you're living in the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah,
this guy has no social media.
No, nothing.
If you see him on social media, it's not him. It's his wife.
Yep.
He doesn't even know how to fucking operate.
I asked my 6-year-old to operate my iPhone.
So Venmo is an app like the Cash App, like PayPal, where you can transfer money.
Oh, yeah. My daughter, since she always wants money every Friday. She asked me to do that. But I had my wife do it.
Yeah. So you didn't download the app. Your wife did.
She got that.
Yeah, so you're just the go-between. You're just the money maker.
I'm just the money maker.
You're the consigliere when it comes to transferring money. So, Venmo is that. I thought this shit was funny.
Okay.
And I love XXX. As a human being, I thought what he was doing towards the end of his life, trying to make change and trying to influence in the right way, was amazing. How do you feel about that, though?
I say jokes are jokes. Comedians are comedians.
I agree.
Let them fucking make jokes. It's funny. It makes... If I had a hard day at work, because I work 50 fucking 5 hours a week
in the heat
outside driving a truck. Yo, if I have a fucking depressing day and I want to throw on a comedian, make me laugh.
Right. Exactly. And I'm the same way because I think about things about us, about my family and things like that. My youngest son is legally blind. He loves blind jokes.
And my sister's deaf.
So that's what I'm saying. My wife's sister's deaf. So it's like, you know, I'm blind in one eye. The joke, people need to fucking laugh.
Fucking joke. Just like,
and she wasn't being malicious.
When we started off this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
When I said I hate white people.
Yeah.
I don't hate white people.
Hilarious.
I don't.
But
it's funny when
you
fucking
said it to
Chris,
light in the fucking moment.
But when Chris Rock calls Craig ass, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm white and I can laugh about it.
No doubt.
What's wrong?
No doubt.
Getting back to XXX though.
Yeah.
He's one of the tatted up mumble rappers on the face. Because I'm not really.
He had a few he had like the tree thing on his forehead.
Okay,
but
so
he didn't have a lot on
tell
his
me,
face.
Tell
and
me.
He can rap. He can rap. Because
you seem like me, you're probably in detention a lot, right?
Yeah.
Don't these rappers' faces look like a detention desk?
Yeah, for sure. Not him though. Like he had one or two. But yeah, I can. Yeah.
It looks like when you're in detention, you're drawing
the Lil Uzi Vert, the Lil Pumps, all
Lil
that.
Lil Wayne, though.
I guess anybody low.
He's one of the only.
I think if you're little or baby, you have to get face tattoos.
It's weird, right?
Like you have to.
Strange. But I think it's funny how they look like fucking desks.
But they look like desks. But we're in agreements that there's no jokes that are off limits.
Not to me, no.
So listen, just so people know, we're wrapping this show up. If there's things that we say that offend you, you can message us at anightwithadrunk@gmail.com.
And remember, I'm drunk, so I probably won't remember.
Yeah, he probably won't remember. But we will, Knight will help me out here. We will get Bob to respond, and if we got a playback part of an episode for him, we will do that. Jesus Christ, how much of that shit you got? Your chest is going to be on fire. Do you do this professionally? You know you have a hot dog contest?
They should have a drinking
contest.
Because,
listen, we've been talking for an hour now. And you haven't slurred any word at all. When does that come in?
I was drinking since one, too.
So look it, he's a pro. Don't do that shit at home.
Yo, Bud Light, holla at me.
Ciroc
Beach, Puffy, help me out.
Get a sponsorship from Bud Light and Ciroc.
Fireball, I'm down with that, too.
Fireball. I just want Monster Energy drink and maybe some Poland Spring water. I like Fiji, too. You had the Fiji water? Do you drink water? Do you know what water is?
Yes, water. Yeah, it rains, right? Yeah.
So you when don't drink it, though?
No, I do. I have to because I work outside and it's fucking hot
got
as fuck
you.
Out
stay
there.
Hydrated.
And I drink so much, I got to be safe. Yes. You know what I mean? I got stay kids hydrated. And grandkids and brothers and sisters and shit.
Any comments, questions? If we offend you, feel free to message us. We're not going to be like, fuck off. We're humans, too. And we'll I think it. if it's a valid thing,
we'll take it into consideration.
We'll take it into consideration.
And if I say something stupid, Knight will gut me.
Yeah. We'll take all of that into consideration. The end result will probably be a fuck you, listen to another show. But
exactly.
we're humans. You know, I'm sure that we can get offended by certain things. I love Puerto Rican stereotypes. It doesn't bother me. He clearly loves white stereotypes. It doesn't bother him. This is a fucking Knight with a drunk. And we're just trying to make you laugh, trying to make you think. And we're trying to make Bob remember the episodes as they end without him having to go to AA. So fuck AA. He's a functioning drunk.
Yes, I am.
All jokes aside, he's not a fucking alcoholic. He's a blue collar guy.
I work hard.
You have kids. You have a beautiful kids, beautiful wife, beautiful house.
All my kids are taken care of too.
If I had
grandkids
to say
taken care of.
Within a fucking 30-mile radius, this is my guy.
This is my guy, and I think too.
as years go by, it'll be a 40-mile radius, and maybe a 50-mile radius. Will you get past the 100-mile radius? We have yet to see, because the only white guy I'm really that tight with is my uncle. I don't know. I don't know if I trust you that much, and I don't think you should trust me, because Puerto Ricans rob things all the time.
Yo, there's a hubcap place down there. I think you opened
fuck it. Fuck hubcaps. I got rings in my car, motherfucker. Until next time, a Knight with a drunk. My name is Knight Santiago.
And I'm Bobby the Drunk.
And we'll catch you next time. Peace.